if it be your will, Lord, remove this bitter cup. It's all up to you, Lord. Your will be done, not mine. Although difficult, this cross I bear, we'll be right back. gonna tell God that not my will, Lord. You can't do it your way. Not mine. It's God's way or no way at all. Not mine. No, 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 no. Not mine. No, 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 no.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice in it. We shall rejoice because God has given us the opportunity on this faithful Friday, this beautiful morning. It does not matter if your outside looks bleak. It does not matter if things are looking the way that you do not see, but just know this. The Son of God, raised. So that light is all over this earth, all over everywhere right now. Whether it's dark where you're at, whether the sun is shining, whether it's cloudy, God is here. He's with us, and he's given us the ability to see the light, his Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we come to you this morning, Lord, just thanking you for a new opportunity, a new day, Father God, as we come before your throne, Lord Jesus, and just give you everything, just dump everything at your feet, Father God, on this Friday morning, knowing, Lord, that you are the person that can do all things, and you've given us the authority to do all things through Christ who strengthens us as well, Lord. And we just bring everything. So whatever it is right now, whatever may be bothering you, give it to God. Whatever praises, whatever worship you have, give it to God. Whatever it is right now, give it to God, because he is willing. His arms are open, waiting for you to give it. If it's just, I love you, give it to him. Father, I need, give it to him, because he is ready. He is there. He's ready. All we have to do is ask. Not have a closed mouth. I was taught a closed mouth, you do not get fed. And that goes with God as well. So give God everything that you have on this morning. Just release. It's a time of release. Just release. wherever it is, release it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just come to you, Lord, on this day, asking more of you, Father God. We come for a fresh anointing, Lord Jesus. We come, Father God, just knowing that you're right there, Father God. But we want to be in your midst, Father God. We want to feel your presence, Lord Jesus. So we ask you on today, Father God, just make yourself make yourself a little bit known, Father God, because there's some out there, Father God, that's still lingering. There's some, Father God, that's still wavering, Father God. And Lord, even though we do fall short of your glory, we thank you for just not turning your back on us, for not leaving us and not forsaking us, Father God. So we just thank you on this morning, Lord, as we go into this hour right now, Father God, knowing, Lord, that you are our leader, you are our God, that the Holy Spirit is present, the Holy Spirit is working, the Holy Spirit is just here amongst each and every last one of us where we're at right now, whether we're in a car, whether we're at our job, whether we're in our home just relaxing. We are requesting your immediate presence, Father God. Lord, we just ask you to allow us to decrease and allow your Holy Spirit to increase, Father God. And for those, Lord Jesus, that have a need, Father God, we're asking you right now, Lord Jesus, to give them or to help whatever the circumstances or the situation is, Father God. Whatever the hindrance is, Father God, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to move, to intervene, Father God, to take care of whatever it is, Lord, because you know everything, Father God. And Lord, we ask you to just create in us a clean heart on this morning, Lord. Renew our mind, Father God, and just let us come to you, Lord, just as we are, Father God, knowing that you will receive us, you will accept us, Father God, because we're knocking on that door, Lord Jesus. We're asking, Father God, and we know that you will receive us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 As you all know, when I attempt to be obedient as much as possible, and what was prepared on yesterday is not what God gave this morning. That just a few minutes ago, the song that came on, and he said, "Not my," it's the songwriter was saying, "No, no, no, not my will, but God's will." And the Holy Spirit said to park right there. And therefore, so what was on yesterday, God had something else going on this morning. And it's never by coincidence. So with that being said, we in order for God's will to be done in our life, we know that we have to surrender. We have to surrender to him. We have to give ourselves away to Jesus. And this is the great part and the beauty of it. Wherever we're at, when we give ourselves to him, he's going to receive us just as we are. He's going to receive us, and he's going to fix whatever is broken is going to be mended. Whatever may need to, it's like a new creation come in. If your mind is not, if your mind will have to be reached, you know, you have to get a renewing of the mind. Our heart, we have all types of stuff, all the attachment that has came with us along the way. The great opportunity is that when we sit and we knock on that door and we make a choice, because we're given free will, we're given a choice to receive God and allow him to be the head of our life and to be the focal point and be our Jehovah Jireh, to be our healer, to be our deliverer. But you have to ask for it. You have to ask God to take that place in your life. Although he knows who we are, he knows what he has chosen and predestined us to be, we still have to make that choice to allow God to be the head to be the everything in our life. We have to make a conscious decision that we decided that we're going to make a change. We want to change in our lives. We want to do better. We want to not stay in the same place, but we're ready to move forward. And in order for us to sit and say, let my will be done, but thy will be done, we have to truly trust God. When Jesus made that statement, he knew. He already knew who his father was. He already knew the ability that his father had. He already knew because God created the world. He knew by a spoken voice, a spoken word, what God could do. His faith was beyond measures because he had no doubt. It was nothing unwaveringly about it. He wasn't wavering here today and wavering. You know, he might have had a little, you know, he could have been a little anxious because he already knew the master plan. He already knew what he had to go through. He knew that. He knew each and every step that was going to take place. But what he did was he knew who his father was. He laid everything right back at God's throne, at his feet. And he said, Father, whatever it is that I have to go through, I'm going to go through it because it's not what I want, it's what you want. And this is where we have to be in the same place. We have to, I need to speak about me. I can't speak. And this is where I have to be, in the same place, knowing that there are trials and tribulations that's going to come my way. But do I trust you, Father? Do I sit and look back over the things that have happened to me over my life and sit and say, well, it wasn't me that brought me out, but it had to be God that brought me out. Each and every one of us have had scenarios like that. If anybody that's sitting on this line would sit and say differently, then I'm going to have to sit and say you're being untruthful. You're not being truthful about the situation because you may have been in a car accident. And when the people get there, they sit and say, well, how did you get out of there? But God. You may have been on your bed of affliction and man and told you that you're not going to make it. But God. You may have been at a job interview and it was 20 other candidates that was there that may have even been more qualified than you. But you sit and say, but God. And that's because you are putting your trust in God. God already knows us. He already knows if he can trust. He already knows that there are things that we're going to go through. There are hiccups in life. There are obstacles that's going to block our path. He already knows those different things. But at the end of the day, when we try God, when we sit and make God the head of our lives, when we have circumstances and situations that just look like they won't move, they won't budge, that they can't do any better. Instead of you sitting strategically putting a plan together, you seek ye first the kingdom of God. You go to God and sit and say, okay, this is what's going on, and this is whatever. What do you think that we should, what is the Holy Spirit, where's the Holy Spirit going to lead me and guide me? But the problem is we may sit and we may do that. Nita may sit and may do that, and time may lapse. And I may sit and say, you know what? Well, I guess God is not going to answer me. But God may have already shown me the answer. He may have sent the prophet. It may have been in the Bible. It may have been however a stranger may come and sit and tell you something or whatever, and you don't want to sit and you don't want to deal with it. Because it's not what you wanted to hear. It's not the road that you chose to go down. It's nothing about our lives that's going to be easy. When we sit and we read the Bible, it's nowhere in the Bible where I have read and I have not read the entire Bible. And there are scriptures that I have read that I've gotten a revelation on 10, 20 years later because of my understanding. God had to fix some understanding. He had to fix some things. I had to go through some things in order to understand or to get the revelation of what I read years ago. But the bottom line is that it has not been an easy road. And even when you accept Christ as your personal Savior and you maneuver through life, you are going to go come up against some obstacles. But you have a comforter that can help you make it an easier path. God is not going to leave us, neither is he going to forsake us. He's never going to put more on us that we can't bear. When Jesus said, take this cup away from me, God already knew that Jesus was going to be able to bear whatever it was that he had. He was going to bear going down in the grave. He was going to bear being, he was going to have to bear every slanderous word. He was going to have to bear every whip that he got upon his body, the thorns that was on his head, the excruciating pain going in his hands and his feet. But you know what? Jesus had been girded up. He had the faith. He trusted his Father. He had faith in his Father. He believed in his Father. And the knowing, that's the thing, to know whatever your circumstances is, that God, once you give it, I need you to understand this. Once you give it to God, because people sit and they have a misconception of things. They sit and feel like because God knows everything about us that he's going to automatically work it. No, you need to talk to God. You need to tell God what you want him to do. Of course he knows everything. He wonderfully made us. He created us from dust. Of course he knew everything. He knew us before when we were in our mother's womb. He knew, of course he knew everything. But it's still, you have a choice. You have a choice to sit and say, God, Father, I need help in this situation. Father, this is too big for me, Lord. Father, I can't see my way. And I need you to be my God. I need you to be my eyes. Father, all this noise and this chaos is in the way. I can't hear you, Father God. I'm in a state of confusion right now. I need you, Lord, because I don't want to lean on my own understanding. I don't want things to be done by my will. I want things to be done in your will. So it allows me to know that I'm on the right track. It allows me to let people know that you are in charge. You are the head of my life. It allows people to see that you are glorified through my actions. You're glorified through my words. You're glorified from the way that I think, the way that I love, that unfailing love that you give me. I'm able to turn back around and give. But if I sit and do it my way, Father, all those that have treated me wrong and talked about me and backstabbed me and lied on me, Father God, to sit and take my life in a whole different direction, I wouldn't be where I'm at today, Father God. I wouldn't be in love with you, Jesus, just by hearing the sound of your name, Father. I wouldn't be in a place where I'm able to be a provider. I wouldn't be in a place where I can speak on healing. I may not be completely healed, Father, but I can talk about some things that I've overcame, Lord, because I made a conscious decision for me to sit back in certain areas. And, Father, I still need help in other areas, but I'm willing to let your will be done in my life. And this is the type of attitude that we have to have. We have to have the attitude that we are not in control, that God is in control of our life. And he loved us so much, he didn't just leave us out there to dry. He did not. He sat there. He didn't leave us out in the ocean to drown. He sent the lifesaver. When we were in the desert and our bones was dry, he sat and he put them dry bones us with a new mind, a new heart, where we know that we can depend on him, that we can trust in him, not on him, in him. We can trust in him. And then we have the ability to allow him to abide in us. God is an internal God. God is a God that sit and do surgery to our internal and internally. He said and he take every little thing, piece by piece, even the stubborn things. If you ask him, if you submit and ask him to just go, allow him to go in there and do the surgery that needed to. And when you do that, you're able to sit and come back as a new creature in Christ and sit and say, Father, it's not my will, but it's your will. So whatever it is that I have to go through, Father God, I realize, Lord, because you love me so much that you done made the changes. You've given me a new opportunity where I'm able to sit and get in to, you know, whatever it is that you have for me. It's not what Nita has. It's what God has. This is where our life turns over into. We turn our life over into the hands of God, the man with the master plan, the man that's going to sit and take us from point A to point B, the man that's that energizer bunny that's going to keep going on and on and on. I say man, but we do realize that God is a spirit, and we realize that everything he does is in truth. So sometimes we sit and we have to go through that surgery, and sometimes we have to go through several surgeries because we harden our hearts, and he might have went in there and cleaned up all those little old vessels that got all this other stuff that's been blocked and the arteries that's sitting and entwining with each other or whatever, and he'll go in there and he'll do a cleanup, but throughout the course of our life, because we truly do not let his will be done, we truly do not give him the things, that he comes back and he has to do another surgery. So with that being said, we have to make a conscious decision to let God's will to be done into our life. And sister, I'm just so sorry. I'm going to go ahead on it and step back right now, and if you have anything that you choose to interject in it, you have the mic.
Hello, hello, everyone. God bless you all. God bless you all. And this word is a powerful word because the scripture that my sister was talking on was Psalms 139:13-15, and it means a lot to me because once I read it, it spoke to my spirit. And when something speaks to my spirit, I know God is talking to me, and I know he's going to talk to you through this. So I'm just hoping and praying that you guys will understand how powerful it is when you get a chance to read it. I'm not going to read it, but I'm going to tell you about how he made us so well that it's going to be all right, because his will is going to be done. He made us perfectly and wonderfully. He made us to the point where no matter which way things go, he is still in control, and his will be done. His will has always been done, and no matter how many times we mess up, we cannot fall to the enemy's tactics of being brainwashed and mind being twisted around and manipulated into self-condemnation. We have to be have a mindset or a confidence that we belong to him, because he said, if you are my people, I will be your God. And that's where we need to be in our mindset. Sometimes we get confused and aggravated. Sometimes we ask God to step in and take over. But he's already done that. But see, you have to have a mindset of confidence and trust, that trust in him that it's already done, the trust in him that you were not a mistake, trust in him that you're going to be okay. Trust in him that you receive him as your God, and he's going to protect you. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. That wisdom that we spoke about a few days ago on another talk, that wisdom is going to be imparted. That wisdom is going to allow you to make that crooked path straight. And all of those things that are being confusing and combining in your mind that have enslaved us, we're going to be freed from that. So I just encourage you guys just to hang on to God's hand, because His will is done, and we have to speak it as though it were. I just know for a fact that sometimes we get caught up in the reality of where we are, but see our perspective, the way we see things is skewed because see we're looking at it on the ground level, but see God has that bird eye view. God has that knowing of the beginning and the end, and his plan of an expected end will always come to pass. It will be fulfilled. And I just want everyone to understand and believe on everything God tells them. When God tells you something through a prophet or whomever, if he tells you directly, believe on every letter of that promise. Believe on every single letter down to the period in that scripture. So stay in your word, and I turn it back over to you, sister. Don't let condemnation have its way with our people. Lord God, thank you.
Amen. And with that self-condemnation, God did not make us into a person where we are to sit and put ourselves down because we sinned. I mean, when we sit and we go back to Moses, when Moses went to God and God chose him, he had every excuse there was, and God made whatever provision because his will needed to be done. God needed Moses to do his will. It wasn't about what Moses wanted. It wasn't about what he wanted. And see, with that self-condemnation, we as a people, we will sit and we will sin. And then once we sin, we hold our heads down and we sit and we get to the point where we feel that we don't have any self-worth or we don't have this. But see, when God created us, he imparted his characteristics in us. He made us. As his image. So the different things that we sin and we carry around every day, it's not God's will for our life. It's not God's will. God's will is for you to obey him. God's will is for you to love him unconditionally. God's will is for you to be, the word of God says to love me is to obey my commandments. God's will is for you to sit and allow his Holy Spirit in this day and time to lead you and to guide you. God's will is for you to spread his unfailing love onto others. God's will is for some to go out there and to preach and teach and to prophesy and to bring, like apostles say, that one sheep back into the kingdom of God. God's will is for people to sit and not let his people stay in darkness because he's already provided the light. We sin and we hold on to unforgiveness. We hold on to the things and the people that have hindered us and hurt us. And where is God in that? Where is God in that when you keep in that same mindset? How is God's will going to be done in your life? There's no way that it could be done. Because the word in Psalms 103, the Bible says that God, he moves our sins as far as from the east to the west. That means that it's gone. It's gone. It's moved. It's no longer there. But yet we sit and we harbor these different things, or we catch attitudes and we do different things that's hindering God's will for our life. When Jesus told God that, let thy will be done, he was broken. He was broken. He was humiliated. His humility went into humbleness. It wasn't anything shameful about it because he knew the reward. He knew that he was dying on being crucified on that cross to save me and you. He was selfless. He was selfless. He wasn't sitting and talking about different things that, oh, I'm getting ready to go on this cross for you, and you better do this, you better. No, he gave us the opportunity. He still, knowing that people were still going to not be allow God to be the head of their life, but I guess what? It's some out there that's willing to allow it to happen. So I'm going to go ahead, Father God, and I'm going to pick this cup back up, and I'm going to drink it, Father God, and I'm going to go ahead on and go through what the process. That's the mindset. That's the mindset, because guess what? The process, whatever your process is, knowing that God loves us unconditionally, knowing that God would never leave us nor forsake us, knowing that God sees us as being conquerors, knowing that God knows that we're victorious, knowing that God sees us as being ambassadors, royal priesthood. He has our design. We are designed to be prosperous. We are designed to be successful. We are designed to go out and be game changers. We are able to go out there and do different things because the way have already been paved. All you have to do is make a conscious decision and surrender all, knowing that God gonna meet you where you at. He's going to meet you, and once he meets you where he's at, then the Holy Spirit is going to take on. It's like a tag team. It's like a 4x1 running a race, running a 4x1 race at a track meet. And how that you have a first leg, and that first leg run, and they get a baton to the second, and the second go and give it to the third, and the third give it to the fourth. God already got it going. He already got everything going on. All you have to do is make a conscious decision to allow his will to be done in your life. And not just say on today that I'm accepting you, Father God, and I want your will and not my will. And then 30 minutes later, something takes place, and you throw that out the box. No, he wants you to stay in that center mass. I don't know if anybody here has been to a gun range, but when you shoot, it is your duty to try to shoot center mass in that heart area, right there in the middle. That's where God wants us to stay, right there at that focal point, right there with him, right there, and receive all the love that he has for us, all the wisdom that he has for us, all the knowledge, the understanding that he has for us, so we can sit and he can be glorified. He can be glorified. When Jesus died on that cross, God was glorified. God was glorified. When we sit and we allow God's will to be done in our life, not our will, God is glorified. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. It's about him being your lordship. It's about you giving your cup over to God and letting God give you whatever it is for you to allow his will to be done. So, sister, do you have anything else that you want to add to this this topic?
No, I can't say anything because the Holy Spirit is taking you directly where it needs to be, and I just thank God that we were able to get this word out because a lot of people needed to hear it, and it's blessing my soul. So go ahead, sister, take over.
It's not. It's actually the Holy Spirit, because when God, that's one thing where that God's will is that obedience. God's will is that understanding. God's will is knowing what God has for you. It's not, I could have sat and we could have sat and said something completely different, but that's not what God wanted to come out today. It's never a coincidence when God is trying to bring a word or trying to bring his people, that 90, that one sheep, I don't know who it is. It could be 10, it could be 15, it could be one. But God is in a place now where he's allowing you to know that I am God all by myself, and I see your hurt, I see your pain, I see your confusion, but I'm here, and I'm offering myself to you. I need you to let go of the things that you have going on, and I need you to sit and allow me to take the wheel, because I'm not going to lead you down the wrong road. I'm not going to put you in a situation and put you in a place where you're overwhelmed. I want you to have peace, peace beyond understanding. I want you to just have all the things, all the promises, the blessings that I have for you. But in order for you to get them, Nita, you got to die to self. You got to let my will be done in your life. You have to trust me. You got to hold on to my unchanging hand and realize that I am the person that's walking with you. I am the person that's guiding you. I am the person that sees the things and know everything. So I am the person that can sit and take you to that detour when you come up, before you get to a situation that's going to hinder you and hold you up. I am that person that can sit and tell you how to eat before you get to a place where you about to stroke out or have a heart attack. I am that person. Amen. I just need you to let yourself go and allow me to come in. Go ahead, sister.
I just hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that he is binding up that spirit of confusion in many of us. There's a lot of us out here right now is being confused, and the enemy is having his way with us. But he's saying, and he's saying that's no more, because you gotta let go and let him take over the situation. And he's binding that spirit up. But you have to remind yourself to refocus on him. You have to put your eyes on him, because when he takes you out of that clutch of confusion, you have to have a direction to go once you're free, once you escape the trap that was set for you. And I say we or us because this word is for me as well, y'all. This word is falling on my spirit really hard, y'all, because it's affecting me. And I was in a state of confusion earlier yesterday. But God is saying what he needs to say to me as well as to you, because he wants us to know that he is our refuge. He is our safe place. And he's going to protect us. But see, we have to have willing hearts. We have to have an open mind, and we can't be hopeless. We have to have faith that he will step in and take over. And with that willing heart and spirit that we have, we're going to have deliverance. We're going to be free from that trap that the enemy is constantly setting with our minds. Because, see, if he can't set a trap with your body, if he can't put you in a mental, in a physical state where you're sick or elderly or whatever, you're encumbered, you're not able to do things, he'll attack your mind. And that's where the confusion has been coming in. It's a lot of us that didn't fall to any sickness or illness or injury, but we're having confusion in our minds and hearts, and we cannot be double-minded. And that's where he's saying, stand up out of that mess, because I've called you out of it, and I want you to focus on me. So if you haven't been meditating and focusing on God, now is the time, because he's actually gave us a release and escape. But we have to take a step toward that. We have to walk in that still and wallow in where we was when we were in confusion. Now, this is a word of God, so receive it, people. Receive it, people, because I'm receiving it, and I'm going to run into his arms, and I'm going to stay focused on him until he tells me otherwise. I'm not going to move, and I'm not going to be wavered. I'm not double-minded. I am going to focus on him. So I advise you to do the same. It's back to you, sister.
And I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement with you. And as you stated, we have to be in a place where we are able to receive what God has for us. We have to be in a place to know that he's not going to, as I keep saying, put us in a place where we are at a place where we're leaning on our own understanding. Trust is the key. Believing is the key. Understanding is the key. But for me, knowing over anything else that God has me, and whatever my circumstances and my situation is, his grace and his mercy is sufficient. So I'm in a place where I can sit and say, God, not my will, but your will. And that will may not be what you want it to be. But guess what? You have invited God in to maneuver. You have invited God to be the pilot, the head of your life. So wherever he leads, understand me, wherever he leads you, that's where he wanted you to be. The question that we're going to leave you all on this beautiful, faithful Friday morning is, do you trust him? Do you believe him? And are you in a position to give up all of your ownness, all of your own ways. If you're selfish, if you not you can't forgive, all of the things that may be hindering to you, are you willing to give, put it in the cup and give God that cup, pass that cup over to him so he can do an exchange for you, so you can give to him and he takes whatever those situations are, whatever the hindrance are, and he do what he do. He does his operating. He does his maneuvering. He makes the changes and give you a new cup. That new cup is saying that this, he's giving you his will in that cup, and you're going to sit and you drink of that, and now it's internally. Those things are internally, so you're sitting and saying, God, it's no longer Nita's will, but it's God's will. Ask yourself those questions over this weekend, and ask God to show you. And if you can't see it, be in a place of receiving. So when God sit and he brings someone that can sit and tell you, you're willing to take what he has to say to you and not feel like the person is putting you down, not feel like the person is shunning you or turning their nose, but they have so much love for you. They have so much love for you and understanding, because they may have went through that circumstance or that situation, that they willing to put you in a place where you're able to drink God's will and allow it to internally go inside of you for eternity. Not today, it's there, and tomorrow it's gone. Because God, it is God's will, his desire for us to be a part of him, for us to know who he is in our life and know who we are to him. So let that sit, these questions resonate in your mind, and ask yourself, are you in a place where you're ready to allow God's will to be done in your life? Are you in a place where you're ready to die to self, where you're ready to sit and put everything else to the side and let God just do a new thing in your life to remold you, to rebuild you, and to allow you to get built up as pure gold? Ask yourself that. And if you are, do not let, if you get your answer today, do not let another day pass you by for making that conscious decision. Because as we say, as not what we say, but what the word of God says, that no one knows the day nor the hour. So you do not want to sit and procrastinate, as so many of us do. We do not want to sit and say, I'm not ready because I haven't lived this life to do this, to do that, or whatever. The same life you living that Satan got you thinking that you doing something good. Trust and believe, I'm a living testimony. God's life is much better. God's life is much peaceful. God's life is less stressful. So I sit and say to you on this fabulous, faithful Friday, to allow God to be the head of your life so you can let his will be done in your life. ADM loves you, but God loves you most. And we will see you all again Monday morning, and we will be breaking the bread of life on Tuesday night. So on Monday, we will share the information again. But again, the urgency is to please give God that opportunity. Allow God to be the head of your life and allow his will to be done in your life. You all have a beautiful weekend, and know that God, you have the opportunity for God to walk with you every single step of your way. You are never left, neither will he forsake you. We love you, and peace. Have a great weekend.